You are listening to the Icehouse Podcast, hosting conversations with gritty Kiwi business owners and leaders and industry-leading minds.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Icehouse Podcast. My name is Briya. I'm the community manager here at the Icehouse, and I get to have amazing conversations with amazing people, and this one is no different. I am chatting with Mel Buckley today. She is from Wallace Stratton Developments. She has done our leadership development program 46, and was the head of people and culture, and now has just recently moved into the general manager space. So no doubt we're in for a good conversation. Thank you, Mel, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. Mel and I were chatting at the Icehouse conference this year, and I was like, oh, surely I can get her on the podcast. And so I appreciate that you've jumped on and that you're raring to go for the conversation. It's going to be good. We like to start with some quick fire just to warm into it. First things first, what does a day in the life of Mel look like?
I'd love to say it's calm and, you know, it starts with a coffee and, yep. You know, at work, I'd like to say it should be 20% reactive. It's probably more like 50%. But it's, you know, it's my team, it's the company and what we're going through. It's, you know, every day is different, which I really enjoy. And yeah.
Very cool. Instantly making it not quick fire with a follow-up question. But how long have you been at the company?
Coming up 3 years.
Awesome. Very cool. On the other side of, you know, work, you and work life, when are you most relaxed?
Oh, that would be my spa pool. After a day at work, stars are out, or the rain and the moon. And yeah, that is my most relaxed. It's awesome.
You can't beat it, eh? So good. Yeah. Book or podcast you recommend?
I like both for different reasons. I'm a big reader, but it's often my switch off space. Yeah, podcasts, I like to laugh. So, you know, I'm probably smutty. Probably my go-to in podcasts. You know, books that I've really enjoyed are things like 4,000 Weeks. Atomic Habits, you know, those sorts of things. Those are sort of books that sit and resonate with me.
Cool. Yeah. So you're more of in the non-fiction space?
Oh, definitely in the evenings after a day at work. That's how I try and switch my brain off.
Yeah, awesome. If you wrote a book, what do you think it'd be about?
Oh, honestly, it wouldn't be about work. It'd probably be some chick flick.
Yeah,
traveling the world.
Yeah, I love that. That's cool. And what did you want to be when you were older? What was the childhood dream?
The childhood dream was actually being the person on the Auckland Harbour Bridge that moves that concrete lane.
Oh my gosh,
like the most amazing job of being able to move concrete and control traffic and have a beautiful view.
I have never heard anything like that before, and I love it so much. I'm going to give you the best answer award there. That is
what most people expect. I've never achieved brilliant. It, and I'd probably love it for a day. If I could have it for a day, that'd be great. I'm big on sunsets and sunrises, so to me, that's the optimum place where I could see a sunrise and a sunset.
That is true. That is true. I love what our childlike sort of brain, you know, comes up with. It's brilliant. Okay, so good. Good start. Heading into this big open question, tell us a little bit about yourself, Mel, and what you're passionate about.
Well, I guess I'm passionate about people, and that has always been the driver of everything and every decision that I make.
Great.
Whether that's in my personal life or in my professional. And, you know, I've got two kids. I know how important relationships and boundaries and communication is with them, as well as, you know, being married after 20-something years. The same concepts apply in that personal, professional space. So that's always been my driver. It's been something that I've upheld against other managers and owners, is how they treat their people. So I guess that's kind of, yeah, I'd say that's where my passion is. And with that, you know, I've been given some amazing opportunities.
Mm. That's so cool because, yeah, like you said, it's sort of, you're so passionate about it that it's not just a work thing. It's a life thing. It's how you live life, your love for people. From there, what did your career journey specifically look like? You know, you've obviously got to that people and culture space, now general management. How did it lead to real estate and how did it lead to where you are today?
You know, I trained as a teacher.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I've got a whole past life that's in education and then doing some things at an adult level, doing some tutoring. Back then when I was adult tutoring, we had some really, really diverse range of people. Mm. And their relationships became so important and people's success and their belief in themselves and their own futures as well as mine. It was all tied in together. If they didn't succeed, I didn't succeed. And I felt like if I wasn't succeeding, then, you know, where was that leaving them?
Mm.
I went from there, I met a mum at school who said, what about real estate? And I was selling, and it was a real big eye-opener into being a contractor and having my own business after being in private and public education systems. And that sort of lit a fire in me, I guess, in that sales side and relationship. At the end of the day, it's relationship-based.
Yeah, absolutely. And
So I sold for a few years with one of our brands, and I went into a BDM role, ops manager, people and culture, and now GM. So it's kind of, you know, relationships have kind of led me on the path that I've gone. I never left school wanting to, you know, be a general manager of a real estate company. But opportunities and people have led me here.
Yeah, but here we are. That's really inspiring because I think so many early on in their career can kind of think, okay, what's my one path, you know? But actually, if we follow more of our purpose and passion in life, it can lead to so many great things. On that, you know, you've made it really clear that, you know, you're probably your biggest motivation is people. But is there anything, you know, what gets you out of bed in the morning or what's that sense of purpose for you?
I guess it's doing better than I did the day before and making the most of the opportunities that I've been given. You know, I know I have a blessed life and, you know, I have amazing kids, which I like 99% of the time. I have a very supportive husband and that allows me to go off and do my best in my workplace, you know, and I think that's what gets me up.
Really cool. That's cool to hear. What does, you know, that the people and culture space is a really interesting one. What does people and culture mean to you and why is it important to a business?
Without people, is there a business? You know, I mean, I know Tesla's just released their new, that's my dog. I know Tesla's just released their new robots and you know, is that the future? I don't know, but there's going to be people still operating, you know, robots and all those sorts of things. But a business success does rely on it. I think nowadays it does. You know, in the old day where you had a dictatorship and people were scared of the boss and you know, they had to stay in an environment. That's what they did, you know, where today people have opportunities and choices. And so I think that people and culture in a company has to be part of the ethos of who we are and what we identify ourselves as, whether you're selling cat food or real estate or making widgets for watches, you know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they are the key part of it.
Yeah, so true. And then, you know, before we started recording, you mentioned that you have recently moved into that general management space, which is really exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about what that journey looks like and the transition from people and culture into general management?
Yeah, it's an interesting one and probably one that I'm only just starting out exploring. And it is probably a little bit more challenging than I thought it would be. For the fact that I have to have the biggest picture with everything that's going on, it's not just about what's right for the people, but also looking at, you know, profit, loss, and all those extra bits that get thrown in the mix. And even though you're aware of those and they're part of your strategic plan, to actually know that that's what you're held accountable for, that, you know, that sits on the back of your brain in the mornings when you get out of bed. You know, how can we be better than yesterday? How can we drive forward with more sales?
Yeah, and it's business 101. It's got to, you know, people and culture and running of a business and profitability come together. And when you've got the two humming, you're onto a good thing, right? But it takes the two. Oh, it's so interesting. And I think such a cool progression as well from people and culture to general management, to have that view of the business of just how important the people are. I think that's a great and unique perspective.
And I actually have to credit Icehouse with the leadership program there. I don't think I would have been ready had I not done the LDP.
Yeah, wow.
I think that overview, when I did it, I was kind of like, oh, do I need, but actually, yeah, I do need this, you know. So that was actually really invaluable.
That's cool to hear that we're a little piece of the puzzle for you and your career journey. Yeah, really special. When we do talk about people and culture, how did Wallace Stratton lean into people and culture specifically? Any initiatives or strategy that within your time in that role you rolled out?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. It's a long story, but actually, you know, I can say that it was an absolute evolution and a commitment by the owner, Ben, who committed to the team to make the culture the best it could be. And with that was me in my role. And we definitely had that as our forefront thought. You know, every business goes through ups and downs, and I've worked for businesses where the people are the second part of the business, but we had made a conscious choice to actually make people the priority, to follow through on the commitments that we were promising. And I'm really proud of the team that we've got in there, because you know, the company's been through some hard cultural shakeups.
Yep.
And they've, you know, with our commitment to them, they've committed to the company. You know, so the company's just gone 8 years old. So, you know, it's still young and finding its feet, and that's exciting. And now I think we're in that next stage where we've made another big transition this year, and we've got our, you know, the people coming along on that journey with us and believing in our vision.
That's cool. And it just highlights that when you do invest into that, you know, you set this incredible foundation where people want to stay. They want to be in that sort of company. So yeah, on that, how do you celebrate success? Maybe as an individual, but also a company?
As an individual, it's, you know, always with my family or friends and a bottle of wine and a concert or a show or something like that. I'm a big believer in laughter, and you know, the more laughter there is in the office in my home life, the happier I am. And you know, I know that the team benefits from that, as does my family. You know, with success, you know, we do the industry norms of having awards and quarterly awards and annual awards and things. But I think it's that we do other things, you know, we celebrate birthdays and work anniversaries and all those, you know, things. But I do really believe it's actually jumping in there and patting people on the back when times are tough and when they've done something, you know, that is part of their normal, but it might just actually make a difference to somebody's life, or you hear that somebody actually just went that extra mile and actually a real genuine conversation around it.
Yeah, those big events and things totally have their place, but I think there's so much value in the well done's, thank you so much for doing that.
Absolutely. And I think that's got to be recognised, because, you know, for a lot of people, work isn't, you know, their happy place. And if they don't feel like they're valued in what they're doing, then that makes a huge difference.
So true. So interesting. With your experience that you've got now, if you were to go back in time, what's a piece of advice that you would tell your younger self when she was starting her career?
Apply for the job at the Harbour Bridge? No. I think I would, I'm not a person that takes myself seriously. I always look for the fun in life. But one of the things is that as you get older, you don't give a shit as much. And there's probably too many times where I've worried about what other people have thought. And, now I'm confident in myself and the decisions I make. And, I say to my kids, and I live by this, that you live and die by your own sword.
Mm.
So, you have to follow through on the things that you say you're going to do. And you actually have to believe in what you're doing. So I'd probably say to my younger self, get stuck in there. Don't worry about anyone else. And, you can fake it till you make it too.
Yeah, good advice.
You learn about imposter syndrome as you get older.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And is that something you've gone through, imposter syndrome?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
What does that look like for you?
Learnings. Mm. I think that you have to recognize it and then learn to live with it. And I think it's just, I think it's like a speed wobble, It's like being on your skateboard and it's like, oh, okay, should I be here? Is this the right situation for me? But I think as you get older, you realize that that's part of that. Don't give a shit. Don't worry about it. Just get on with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. Do you ever call that out in your team, or do you ever see that within someone in your team and go, I don't know, maybe imposter syndrome is more of an internal thing rather than that. But I feel like
I call out bullshit with my team.
Yeah, let's go with that. Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that everyone probably has days where they'll bullshit their way through, a situation or a day or that. But I guess it definitely needs to be dealt with if it's a daily occurrence. But, sometimes people have just got to put on a face and get on with it.
Yeah.
I think once you get to really know people, that's when you actually get to see who they are and the genuine them.
Mm.
Everybody has a work hat and a personal hat, but they collide and you have to be able to see the person for who they are.
Mm, so true. I see you as a leader that would bring out a lot of joy in people, but a lot of confidence. I feel like you would want to give people the confidence to and the trust to get the job done and to be their best version at work. And I think that's a very cool trait. For someone that's starting out in that people and culture space, and I mentioned people and culture because it's the role that you've been in for majority of the time, what's a piece of advice you would give to them?
Don't fake it.
Mm.
Yeah. If you can't be genuine, then, people pick up on that really quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have this philosophy at home as well. If your stuff up, you've got to say sorry. You've got to own your mistakes, but I think that if you aren't genuine, people see through that really quickly and then you lose credibility.
Yeah. Be authentic, be real.
Yeah.
People can see right through it.
Yeah.
Good advice. Good advice. Changing tunes a bit and heading towards, your experience at the Ice House. How did you first hear of the Ice House? How did that opportunity all come about?
So Ben Mackey, the owner of Wilson Stratton, he went through the owner management program.
Yeah.
And when we made a commitment to change the culture within the company, he said, I'd like you to go and do this. And signed me up and then said, oh, by the way, you're going to do this on this date. And I rocked up actually not knowing a lot. But Aaron Jay, who is on our board, said, it's either going to make or break you.
Wow.
And you will either love it or hate it. It'll be inside your comfort zone or way outside. And, it was great. I loved it. I really love that feeling of you're a team all in the same spot. We all came from so many different industries and walks of life and ages, Yet I can pick up the phone and call those people now, ask, you know, 18 months down the track, and I can talk to them about stuff I'm going through, and they might not even be in the same role as me, but they can just listen and provide a different perspective than my work colleagues could, or it's like a soundproof room almost, you know. Mm-hmm. And I found that really valuable, apart from, you know, as well as the skill set that it probably gave me, and gave me back the passion I guess I had for learning. You know, having worked in education and stuff, I was always trying to learn, you know, more and more. And I guess when you move into something, you know, such as a sales role in real estate, that learning kind of changed, and it wasn't the same, but Icehouse actually kind of lit that back under me and made me go, oh, actually, I really enjoy learning new things. And I got a lot out of that.
That's so cool that it reunited that passion for learning. Yeah. and upskilling. And I hear so frequently around that power of community, right? The power of the phone call to someone that's outside of the business every day but gets it. I think that's powerful.
And it's not the same sort of stuff that you would talk to your hubby or your friends about or anything. It's just, and even connecting with people from the conference last month.
Yeah.
It's fun quick. You know, it was great. There's a couple there that I hadn't seen since we actually, you know, said goodbye on the last day. And it was really cool to see where they've gone with their journey and start sharing stories and finding out that they're polar opposites, but they're the same.
I love it. And obviously I'm going to champion the Icehouse community because it's what my role is, community manager. But I just love hearing the stories of, oh, I was going through this and I jumped on the phone and, you know, this person, you know, helped me, or I catch up with this person now once a month for a coffee. There's endless stories of the power of the cohort.
Absolutely. I do wonder, you know, somebody said to me, oh, do you think everyone should do it? And I was like, it's an interesting question, because I actually think, I didn't know I was in the right space when, you know, Ben signed me up. You know, it was great initiative on his behalf to go, yeah, she needs this. I don't know that everyone would benefit. They have, you know, like, but I think those who do, they will benefit way more than they ever thought.
Do you think those that would benefit from it have to have a certain level of drive, ambition? What do you think the key is to getting something from it?
I guess that drive and ambition, but I guess that they, if you're silo in a role, you probably wouldn't, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm not, but I would imagine that if you weren't across all parts of the business, you might feel quite isolated doing something like that when you're talking about how you can influence and have, I don't know what the word is there, but, you know.
Influence throughout the company.
Or a full understanding, where I think that, I think if you are across, you know, a business and have more of a broader understanding, or you want to be, then it's a good time to do it. I've articulated that so well.
No, you have, because it's kind of had a bit of an aha moment for me just as you spoke, because it is leadership development program, so it's that leader, you know, that leader element of leading people and having insight into what happens throughout the whole company, to be able to get the most out of, you know, each session on the different topics around different functions of business. Leadership is a big part of being on the program, you know, having that influence over people makes complete sense.
Yeah.
What do you think was a key takeaway, or maybe something that really impacted you, your lifestyle, or your business leadership?
I guess the biggest thing I got out of it doesn't actually matter what the industry is. But the fundamentals are the same. And, you know, whether you're making widgets or, you know, selling real estate, it is all the same. And I guess that was probably a really key part of it, you know, that you can have literally somebody talking about their digger construction business and what they go through and be able to relate to what they're saying, because it's the same as we're going through on a completely different, same, you know, scale, but the fundamentals were the same.
Yeah, good learning. That's cool. Did you learn anything about your personal leadership style out of interest?
I think I kind of went in thinking I'm going to learn a lot. Mm. But I think what surprised me was that around that leadership, how many people came and talked to me about things that I had commented or that they found valuable that I had offered. So I probably got more of a belief in my values and how I was rolling that out with the team and what I was doing. And I think the other thing that was insightful was the 360, you know, doing that at the end. You know, you kind of spend the whole week going, oh, what about what that's going to be like? And actually getting that and actually going, oh, okay, I'm on the money here. And this is how other people see me. But it was interesting because it all aligned with hearing that from my own team, but also from the team within the Ice House.
Yeah.
And they were all saying the same thing. So I guess, you know, I don't have formal training in HR and people management. This is just a role I've evolved into.
Mm.
And I guess hearing it from other people kind of, you know, made me go, actually, maybe I do know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that confidence piece, eh? So important. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's really interesting. Mm, I like that. You lean into the community in quite an awesome way, which I love. You attend events, you've been on the podcast. But beyond that, how do you keep upskilling, keep fresh, and lean into the business community as a leader?
Well, we're doing a business, what is it called? It's like, I think it's a similar type thing to Ice House. I don't know whether you need to edit this. Through the business. And, you know, there's a lot of readings and podcasts and stuff that get recommended through that. Some of them, I have read them and gone, it's a load of crap. That's not me. It's not who I am. And I'm not going to take something that somebody's recommended. I'm up early. I'm an early bird. I love sunrises. And so I generally, if I'm stuck in traffic, I'll be listening to podcasts. And one of the girls I work with, we're often at work really early.
Yeah,
and when we're on a roll, we'll listen to podcasts or watch some, you know, things that sort of motivate us, you know, training sessions and things like that. But I would probably say I would spend a couple of hours a week just, you know, learning something new or getting some different thoughts, whether I believe them or not. At least if they challenge my own thoughts, then I know that what I believe is true.
Oh, that's so good. That's really awesome advice, I reckon, to set aside time, whether it's stuck in traffic or, you know, smashing out some admin or, you know, to listen to a podcast and to hear some fresh perspectives. And you don't have to agree with everything. It can just be a fresh perspective that you go, oh, I do agree with that, or maybe I don't.
I think you can mongrelize anything and take little bits of it that you like. You know, I know that my boss recommended a book and I was like, okay, let's check this out, read it. And he goes, what did you think? So honestly, it's a load of crap, but it makes me realize I never want to be like that.
Yeah,
so
wow.
It taught me what I don't want to be.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. I mean, he got a lot out of it. And I think that's great. I mean, that's where you kind of get that approach of, you know, what you think, what I think, and pull together, and it's working. So
that's power of thinking differently, having different personalities, bringing different things to the business, right? It's very cool. I want to hear what excites you the most about where you're heading in your career. I'll start there. Where you're heading in your career, what excites you about that? A big step.
Yeah, I guess with me taking on the role as general manager is come at the same time that we have sold the residential part of our business. And so we are a one-stop shop for developers and selling off-plan new builds, land acquisitions. So I guess as the business is changing. So is my role within that business.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really want to make sure that we're offering a premium service where developers know that when they come to us, they are actually getting information to help them move to that next step of selling down their project and things like that. So I guess with that comes learning for myself. And, you know, that excites me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. And the company, what excites you about the future of the company? Obviously a big change there, now focusing on developments.
Yeah, I guess what excites me is the fact that the opportunities are endless. And,
yeah.
You know, we're only in Auckland. We've got a few developments in Rotorua, but New Zealand's a big place and there's a lot happening in that new building sector. So the opportunities are endless for us and that really excites me.
Yeah, that's so cool. Mel, you've got such a great energy. You bring so much positivity to others. When I chat to you at events or whatever it is, jumping on a phone call, I always leave with a smile on my face. And so I wanted to thank you for the leader that you are and what you bring to the Ice House community. But beyond that, the business community. So thank you so much for your time today, for jumping on and sharing a snippet of your story, your career and business journey.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.